there are a couple of things each of my films has in common, and one of them is that I don't like to tie up everybody's dramas and traumas in nice, neat ribbons at the end. I allow the audience to make up their own minds about where these characters are going to wind up, where they're going to go, whether they're going to reunite, whether they're going to, you know, stay fractured forever. And in Q&As and in discussions about my films with audiences afterwards, I am often, you know, dazzled by suggestions that I never even considered about characters that I conjured out of thin air, sometimes imbued with autobiographical flourishes from my own life. You know, the other thing that they all have in common is that the one leitmotif in each of them is that in one respect or another, they all deal with relationships between mothers and daughters.
Mm.
And my mentors as filmmakers, you mentioned Cassavetes, the others were Ingmar Bergman and Mike Lee and Woody Allen pre-1995. And what they all had in common is that their films were always about family, and they were about love, and they were about sexuality, but they were first and foremost about family. And I saw them weaving together mosaic stories about characters who were so far removed from my own life, and yet I was able to, the truth and the honesty of their characters and their stories and their families, I was able to identify with them, and it didn't matter what the age. The film that changed my life was Cassavetes' Husband. I saw it when I was 17, and the movie was about three friends who were 40 years old and experiencing their first taste of mortality in their lives, and yet I saw people in my, you know, I saw in them people in my own life. I saw, you know, frailties that they demonstrated that I was guilty of from time to time. And it blew me away that this complete fiction, for me, became fact. And so that's what I think about when I summon up these characters. I try not to repeat myself. I'm very proud of the what I consider very strong and three-dimensional female characters who populate my movies. I've gotten a lot of recognition for that, for the dialogue that I write for them. I sometimes think writing great roles for women is easy only because so few people do it. I have little competition.